We are on Daf You can stay, you don't have to leave. It's okay. Don't feel pressure. It's okay. Yeah, I don't know if it might be distraction, but you can stay. We are on Daf neither. Lamed Zayin. I'm looking at the wrong page. Lamed Zayin Aleph. Correct. Sorry. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's about 10 lines down. Am Rabbi Yochanan, which is the Am Rabbi Yochanan. Hu Yochanan, Hu Yochas. These are among the last kings of the state of Yehuda. And Yochanan is Yoachas, and the Yoachas was one of the kings. You're planning being here tomorrow night?
I understand that you're not going to be here.
If you'll be here, then I'll come back. He's not going to be here, but if you'll be here, then I'll come back.
Well, I'm not going to make you slip back.
What do you mean? You're not making me slip back. The Ushami is making me slip back. You don't feel what? Believe me, I have no shackles to the wedding. I don't really feel. I didn't want to go. What do I know? It's okay. They don't know whose wedding it is on the tape. I have no shackles to the wedding. It doesn't make a difference to me. The only topic I would have is I might have to go sub at the academy tomorrow morning. But if I don't.
Of the academy?
Yes, Rabbi Kivalevitz's father was Nifter. So if he asked me to call up the academy.
Lives in Memphis?
His father lived here, but the Levi is going to be in Memphis. So he asked me to call the academy.
Oh, come back. I like that you're showing me so much. Yeah. How come we moved into here?
It's quieter in here. Also, I understand it. I might have to sub tomorrow night. But even if I did, I'm gonna have this problem for the whole week because he asked me to call them to see if they need me to sub the whole week. So therefore, tomorrow won't be a difference. So, Donald, are you planning being here tomorrow night?
Let's see. Yeah, I should be.
Okay, so that'll be sure. Maybe I'll schlep Dr. Sandel back from downtown with me. We'll see.
Are you going to bed?
Our Rav Yechman. The Yechman said, 10 lines down. We haven't started yet. All right, so tentatively, if I don't show up, if I'm not going to show up, then I'll call you. Okay? Donald, if I'm not here tomorrow night, the odds are I'll be here. Right. If I'm not here, then you're here anyway for Night Seder, right? You don't come special for Yerushalmi. I mean, you come special for Yerushalmi to this room, but you're in the Bishop.
I should be.
Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Who Yochanan? Who Yochas? Yochanan is Yochas. V'haksi. Now this is one of the last kings of the state of Yehuda. So V'haksi doesn't say Habchor Yochanan. We know Yochas was not the Bchor. The Korban Eder brings down the order here and says that Yoyakim was older than Yochas, and he was a whole bunch of brothers were made kings. Yoyakim, Yochas, Tidkio. So the Yochas was king. Yet it says that he was the B'chor, and he said, since Yochanan is Yoachas, Yochanan is not enumerated as king. We're saying his alias was Yoachas, his name was Yochanan, but it says that Yoachim was older than Yoachas. So how can you call Yochanan the B'chor if he's Yoachas and he was not as old as Yoachim? I assume that was very confusing the way I just put it. Does that make any sense? Does that make sense? Okay, fine. So it's really very simple. Okay, so Yochanan was the old. It says Yochanan was the oldest, and then Yoachim, then Yoachas. So how can you say Yoachas was Yochanan? So it says more Bechor LeMalchus. He wasn't the oldest. Technically speaking, Yoachim was older, but he was the first of them for the brothers to become kings. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Who's Sholom?" There was another brother. His name was Tzidkiyahu Sholom. He's the famous king Tzidkiyahu, the last king of Yehuda. Hawksiv doesn't say Hashlishi Tzidkiyahu Barvi Sholom. Doesn't say the third brother Tzidkiyahu and the fourth brother was Sholom. Shlishi Toladoz, same person. He's the third in terms of birth order. Rabbi Elimelech is in fourth in terms of his kingship. There was Yoachas, Yoachim, and Yechoniah, and then Tzidkiah was last, and he was Sholem. Another interpretation, and Tzidkiah is called Tzidkiah, Shetzig, Lov Zedin, he accepted upon himself the judgment that he would be the last king, and Sholem, not in the terms of peace, as we would normally imagine, but Shebiyam of Sholem Malchus based on it, in his days, the king, the house of the king, kings of David was completed. Okay? Says the Gemara. Lo Sholem Havashmei, truth is his name was not Sholem, of Lo Tzidkiyahu Shmei, and Tzidkiyahu is not his name, rather Elamatanya. His name was Elamatanya, he called him Sholem, and Tzidkiyahu because of the events which occurred. Although we'll see that that which it says, V'yamlech melech Bavel is Metanya do tachtav, the king of Bavel took Metanya, his uncle. He was the uncle of, I forget who, one actually he was, and Tzidkiyahu was not a brother. Yochas, Yoyakim, and Yechonia were brothers, and Kitzikah was an uncle of those guys. I'm saying like that. Anyway, he was, his name was Metanya, and his name was changed to Tzidkiyahu. Amar Yochan. Okay, now the next sugya for the next few, almost a whole lot, is all was that we had appeared once before in the Gemara in Yerushalmi Shkolim, and there are parallels throughout the Bavli to it, but not the precise sugis in Shkolim as well. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ba'alma shel shisha tvachim ayah aron asui, the aron was made of an am of six tvachim." Matana am shel shisha tvachim, who's the one who says an am of six tvachim? Rabbi Meir. It's our mayor. It's not. We learned our mayor. Our mayor says, "Call Amos Yipei Beinonios." All the Amos in the Beis Hamikdash were Amos Beinonios. Beinonios means average Amos, and average Amos are six tvachim. Al daiti our mayor, Domar Bamos Shul Shisha Tvachim Hayar Rona Sui. According to our mayor, says that the horn was made in a am of six tvachim. The length of the arm was 15 tfachim. The Chassid says Amasayim v'chetzi arko. Its length was 2.5 amos, which is 15 tfachim. Amo ashto, amo six. V'amo ashto, another amo is another six. Upagus amo is half amo. That's 3, 6, 6, and 3. That's 12 and 3, 15, talking all together. And there are four tablets within the ark. Shnaim, Shvorim, Shnaim, Shleim, two broken ones and two whole ones. The Tzivit says, Asher Shibalto, that you broke, Vesamtom Baron, placed in the Yoron. Valuchos are you, Kolech, Vechot, Shisha, Orchon, Shisha, Tvach, Rachman, Shlosha. The Luchos, each set of Luchos was 6 by 3. Because each one was double tablet, the tablet was 3 by 3, and therefore, if you have two tablets, it's 6 by 3, and if you have four tablets, because you have Luchos and Shira Luchos, it is 6 by 6, right? So if you have 6 by 6 is actually 36, right? And if you had actually an Aron, which is 15 by 9, so there's plenty of room to get both Luchos in, and besides that, a Sefer Torah to boot, as we will see momentarily. Okay? So says the Gemara, Tein Rachman Shel Luchos Orko Shel Aron, put the width of the Luchos opposite the length of the arm, right? So each one is 6. So 6 and 6, right, is 12, right? Put them next to each other, right? So 6 and 6 is 12. How many more Tefachim do you have left over?
3.
3, right? So if you have 3 left over, right? So Nishtar Shem Shlosha Tuchim, Tefachim, Tein Mehem Chati Tefach Lucho Kreiso, half of each Tefach was the wall of the yard itself. The Shtayrusham Shnei Tvachim, there are two Tvachim left, the Sefer Torah for the Sefer Torah, which was placed in the Aron Kodesh. There was a Sefer Torah in there as well. Okay? The Sefer Torah, which Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. Take out the two words in the vav in front of the last word. Rachma Shel Aron Tisha Tvachim. The Aron was the 9 Tvachim. Why? The Chsiv Amo Bechitzi Arko. Amo Amo is Ishton Amo 6, Upagus Amo Sachlosa. And a third half of Amos 3, Farba Luchos Oyibo, and there were four Luchos in it. Shnayim Shvurim, two broken. Ushnayim Shleimer, and two whole. Right? So, the Chassid, it says, Asher Shivat V'Samtom Ba'aron. Actually, technically speaking, they weren't, they were next to each other, right? So therefore, yeah, each one was three tefachim deep. So actually, I'm not even sure exactly what the Rosham is trying to tell us here. I don't know if you can conceptually get the picture, but, if you have, unless Yerushalmi means I'm not going to draw it because it's going to be too complicated, it's going to take too long, but unless Yerushalmi means that each luach of the four luchos was 6x3, then it would make sense, because I don't see it would make sense, wouldn't be enough room, would there? It would. Yeah, but you needed it. It still took up the same space as if it wasn't broken.
Not necessarily. It could be one piled on top of the other.
Hey, but there's still plenty of room. Even, let's say, each luach, each of the tablets was 6 tefachim wide by 3 tefachim. So if you line up through... I think that's probably what the genre means, actually. If you line up the four tablets in a row, and they're 3 tefachim wide, right? So that's 12 tefachim, right? And that leaves you 3 tefachim remainder. One half on each side, half for the wall, and half... No. Half for the wall and 2 tefachim for the Sefer Torah, right? For the Sefer Torah. And then going across, each luach is 6 tefachim wide, right? Because each luach is 6x3. I'm assuming each luach is 6x3.
It's a very wide luach.
Well, they're very heavy. We know Moshe Rabbeinu carried them b'nes. So each one is 6x3. So therefore, again, you have 6 across. That's out of a total of 9. So it's going to leave you the same 3 fucking left over for the same purposes. Okay? So probably it was each luach. I thought the luachs were perfect squares, but not. Obviously, each luach was a rectangle, according to this. Okay? So it says tomorrow... put the length of luchos opposite the width of the arm, which is 6 tefachim across. They're 3 tefachim left. Half them each side. There are 3 words missing here, according to the carbonate. It should be lekol kaisel for each wall. Uveis tefachim and 2 tefachim leshilut in order to be easy to get them to take the luchos in and out. Umbrakum Shemir Abo Sefer Torah, the place of the Sefer Torah, they was put, which was 2 tefachim, that was at the one end, and then, of course, there was room also there for width-wise for the Sefer Torah as well. Rishim Ben Lakish, Rishim Ben Lakish, Rishim Ben Lakish, is a different perspective. He says, Ba'am Shal Chamish HaTfach Mi'aron Asui, the Aron was made in a Am of 5 tefachim. Who's the author of such a opinion? Rabbi Yehuda says, Amos Rabbi Yehuda in the construction phases of Beis HaMikdash, the Amos used in the fashioning of the Kelim Beis HaMikdash was 5 tefachim. And Aron is a Kli, so therefore it was 5 tefachim Amma instead of 6 tefachim Amma. How did Rabbi Yehuda, the current Rabbi Yehuda, the Amma says, Shal Chamisha tefachim Yaron is 5 tefachim Yaron is Sui. Orko Shal Aron, Shneim is 5 tefachim Mechza. The Aron was 12 and a half tefachim long, right? Wow, so the Chsiv Amma Sam Rechetz Yerko, it says 2 and a half Amma, so it's a length. Amso is Chamisha, Vamso Chamisha, that's 10. Upao Gusamso and half an Amma, that's train, that's the train of plaque, that's 2 and a half. Vab Luchos Ayubon, there are 4 Luchos in it, Shtayim Shruin, 2 whole and 2 broken. Yechsiv Asher Shivartav, Samtam Baro, you broke them, put in the Yorod. Vab Luchos Yuko Echad each Luch was Shishat Vachim, Barachman Shosho, 6x3, Tain Rukhancha, Luchos, the same business we had before, give the width of the Ruchos, Lachashar, opposite the length of the Yorod. Now, if that's the case, way down now, right? Because we have 2.5, which times 5 instead of 2.5 times 3. So 2.5 times 5, we just said, is
12.5,
thank you. So, Rachma Shalarum. Ten rakos shel sarkos shelar, v'shtayim chati tefach. Oh, he had a very tight squeeze. There's certainly no room for the sefer Torah. V'shtayim rishem chati tefach. There was half a tefach left. Etzba l'ksolim. He learns the walls are much thinner. There were an etzba mikan, etzba l'ksolim mikan, and you have another etzba to get a grip of the luchos in case you have to take them off. The rachmo shall I take them out. Rachmo shall aron shiva tefachim amechza. The aron was according to 7.5 wide. Why is that? The chesiva says va'amo v'chetzi rachmo length. Its width was 1.5. Amsa's chamisha tefachim. Amsa's wide tefachim. Upalus amsa another half an amma is train of plow 2.5. Va'arba luchos ha'yubo 2-4 luchos for an inch time shleimish time shuri. 2 broken to all the Siva Shashivarta of Sam Tova Yomit says that you broke and put in the aron. Now after the Luchos for you Sham, for you Kolecha Ve'echa, and each and every one of us, Orkan Shisha Tvachim Rachman Shlosha 6x3. 10 Orkan Shluchos put the width, the length of the Luchos, Lurach Vashalar, to the width of the aron. The Shtar Sham Tevach Umechza, there was a Tevach Umechza and a half left, right, 6 out of 7.5. Etzba Uxolim and Etzba each for the walls, Mikan, Mikvetzel Uxolim Mikan, Etzba for each one of them, Vachati Teva Mikan, Vachati Teva Mikan, half them on each side, Lishilu to get the Luchos in and out. Okay? Ketzarasim Tal Esar, Adabitz, of course, according to the Sefer Torah, was not in the Luch, in the Aron, Brad, where was the Sefer Torah? It was on a shelf, a ledge, next to the Aron. The Babi says it was on, they put it either in or on, the Argaz, the box which the Plishtim sent back, of course, many years later to Am Yisrael as a present when they had taken the Aron from them. Okay? Says the Marachina Meir Shalosh Tevah Shalasson. If so, I read it, but I'll read it again. Ketzah Sabbath House Aron. I make the Rabbi Chanina Marachina says Shalosh Tevah Shalasson. He made it 3 boxes. How did he make it 3 boxes? Shtayim Shel Zav, 2 of gold. Vachas shell eights and one of wood. Vnatsa shell zav shell eights. He put the gold one into the wooden one. The shell eights b'soch shell zav and the wooden one into the gold one. V'tzipo, and that way he covered the wooden ark with the golden arks. Although the sefer Torah which it says tzipiso so zav tari by its chutz, cover it from the inside and the outside with gold. Why does it say additionally Titzapenu? Once more, cover it. So you know that the upper rim should also be covered. The rim, obviously, was where the wood could have been exposed on top. So even that was not exposed, rather was covered with gold as well. Okay? Says the word, no, different shot. It was one box which they made. No, 3. And he says, Tzipo, nevertheless, excuse me, they covered it, but not with a separate arm, but rather with like kind of smearing or coating the gold on the arm, not sure exactly how to describe it. Tzipiso, Talmud Zahav Tar covered with gold, pure gold and bicycles on the inside, that means as a covering, not as a separate layer. Why does it say Titzapenu? If that's the case, what does it mean when it says Titzapenu? According to Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it means cover the rim. According to Reish Lakish, everything is covered anyway. That's the limit how it's only up to Titzapenu. That's the limit out, Titzapenu. That's why he has the Titzapenu. So what does Pinchas do with Titzapenu? What does Reish Lakish do with Titzapenu? Did I just confuse you?
Yeah.
Okay, the word Titzapenu is used by Rabbi Yochanan teaches that they have to cover the rim. So what does Reish Lakish do with the word Titzapenu? He holds there's no rim to cover. You know, the whole thing was covered. It was like kind of dunking the iron and gold. It just came out, covered. So what were you coating? So he says that tapenu means, interesting point that you actually had to put gold between each of the boards used in building the aura. In other words, it wasn't just coating with gold on the outside, but between the boards. We had this actually similar thing earlier, a few blad ago. Adaflan Bezin said when they built the Mizbeach on hard reason, according to Reish Lakish, they had to, they covered it with plaster. According to Reish Lakish, they put the plaster between the nooks and crannies. Very similar to what we're saying over here, that they put the gold between the nooks and crannies. How is Luchas written? Donald, how many commandments are on each Luch?
There are five in each.
Wrong. Okay. Says the Gemara. Says, no, there is not true. There's one opinion which holds like you. Five on each tablet. That's like Don. They put 10 on each one. I told you it's coming. Asher tivor eschem lasos that she commanded you to. Aser es advorim beats me. How we get out of this pasuk? Somebody gets pasuk. Asar luachsev. Asar luachsev. 1 10 each on each tablet. I guess because otherwise it wouldn't be a totality.
Well, I guess everybody better go back to the basic classes and change all the things.
Lubavitchers actually do that. Did you know that? Do you know what change the Lubavitchers make? There are two major things the Lubavitchers. I mean, there are many changes the Lubavitchers. two major things which have to do with ritual observance. At Hanukkah, they always make the menorahs with straight branches, as opposed to curved branches. Why? Rambam. That's how the Rambam drew his menorah. Also, the other thing is this case over here that what was I going to say?
The
luchos, right. They have the luchos always squared off on top.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were not rounded. Who made the luchos rounded?
C.B. DeMille.
No, before that. It's all ancient, from Michelangelo's time. That's not from the...
Michelangelo?
Yeah, he made the rounded luchos.
It wasn't artistic enough.
Right. Okay. I think it's Michelangelo. Sistine Chapel, I think so.
He put the horns on those.
Wasn't it the Sistine Chapel, Michelangelo?
Sistine Chapel.
Okay.
So the Sistine Chapel, that's what it shows?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I always wanted to know from those people that think that Moshe had horns, Christian had, that Jewish people had horns. What's your horns on Yashki? He was Jewish, wasn't he?
That was a sign that he was not. Okay.
Where's this Gemara before? Do we have this in the Bible?
Shkoli.
We have Shkoli.
Yeah.
Really?
Why does the Gemara go? What was the?
Wait, we're not finished yet. Rashi Lachaim has three maluach set. A three maluach set, 20 in each one. That's very strange. How do you get 20? Right? We only have there some libras, right? So how is it 20?
Because it's there. That's all.
No, it could be read on the, it was written on the back, too.
On
the back of the Luch. So that's a Shiloh. When it went all the way through, it was read backwards or not. That's a Shiloh and one of Shabbos. But went all the way through, so there were 20 Luchos. There were 20 Dibros. Now, you see, Vergelechem is Bissah, Asher Tivoy, he commanded the commandment that Sarah said Dvorim. I guess Dvorim is a plural. But Esem Lozev, Esem Lozev. 20 each one. Rabbi Simon, Aboyim Lozev, Aboyim Lozev. What's with his cheshbin? I have 40.
You're
10 on top,
10 on bottom, 10 on top, 10 on bottom. No, let's put our
thinking caps. 10 on one side and 10 on the other side.
Yeah, on all four directions, north, south, east, west. Okay, good. Now it's good thing you joined us here. We need some fresh blood here. Okay, so
awake blood.
That's why I joined the diet fasting. caffeine.
So actually, I was trying to get this on myself, I forgot. Okay. Says Gemara and Rabbi Simoyim again, Rabbi Simoyim, Tetragona. I think Tetragon is core four and from the letter. A very famous medrash. It's details and it's letters, right? That we know that as I said on the first luchos, everything was written on the luchos themselves. Mulayim tarshish, the luchos were full like tarshish. Tarshish is a precious stone and also a seaport. And we darshan that's kiyama rabba, like the great sea of tarshish. And Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Karav Mati lo yinkro, when he came to his pasuk, Harav Amar, he said, Yotulim dani chananiya benachi Rabbi Yeshua. His son Rabbi Yeshua taught me very well. My Amar said, just like this, sea, ocean, or sea, ben gagoda le gagoda, between each great wave, gam dan or small waves, kach ben kodover, ben dover, so to between each and every dibur, so quote small stuff, the details, and letters of Torah were included. It sounds like this pasuk goes like even now cry mayor. Why did it say, well, what's the raya? Matayim, what pasuk is this? Matayim Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, the Koch of Sefer Torah said, it says, take the Sefer Torah, and it says, V'samtom al-sod, you don't have this in the Gemara, and you go, but it's in the Korban Eden, the second line from the bottom. V'samtom al-sod, b'tzad Aron B'ris Hashem. So he took the Sefer Torah, he put it next to the Aron B'ris Hashem. So it's a raya that the Sefer Torah was not in the Aron itself, right? Says the Gemara, they made it a shelf. That's a tamash we're in this Gemara.
Didn't they throw the man into the
Aron also? No, they had a special container. No, they didn't throw it into the...
Anyway, I thought they got stuck in the Aron.
It may be in the movie, I don't know, but not in the book. Okay? Matama, do you see Raiders of the Lost Ark, Donald?
Yeah, of course.
I never did, but in my definition.
Look away, and they don't have to
go. You don't see inside, you know.
What?
You don't, the only time there's a, you see inside the Ark is when these ghosts appear from them. That's the only time you ever appear into.
So they didn't actually resolve the issue of how Luchos or the Sefer Torah were the Aron.
You don't see any Luchos, you don't even see any
Sefer
Torah.
Okay. Bomber, what can we do? We'll have to...
But they did say Brich Shmei.
Say Brich Shmei. Did they sing Be'an Arachit?
They didn't sing it.
Okay. So, bottom line is, that we have no raya as to how it actually looked because we unfortunately Cecil, I mean, what's his name? Not Cecil, we didn't know the other guy.
Spielberg,
right? Didn't give us a clue. But amen! So it says, since it says Betairo, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, right? I mean, Gluskusar also, because there's a Sefer and also Mazar, that's the Sefer Torah it was. My time, what's Ashkai made ourselves is inside the Aron itself, because it says, Nasakas Akaporis. It says you should put the kaporis. Now, actually, this starts out being a right to Yehuda. It says the start of the kaporis says put the kaporis al aron milamala on there on the top, and then the little person on Karmei the pasuk goes on v'yelo harot itenes edus asher teitei elocha, and in the aron put the edus. So this is a little bit schwer because you already put the kaporis on. You're putting the luchos inside afterwards. So Dada Meir Domai Mukta Mucha Batara. This is supposed to add the contrary. Must go to the Meir who says, according to Meir, he's going to go on a Mukta Mucha Batara. In other words, that we don't pay attention to the order. And regardless, even in the same pasuk, it's a kiddush here. We don't pay attention to the order. We're trying to explain the chronology. Right? So it's not possible, so put on the kaporis and then put the luchos inside, but really the opposite was true. Okay? And this is the way to read the pasuk, Rameir. into the armpit, the eidus which I'm going to give you. And afterwards, the sadness kaparsa on the lap, put the kaparsa on the arm on top. Rabbi Shemeshim Elokis said a very famous gemara. Torah shenas hakadosh baruch Torah shenas baruch gave oiro eish levon on the parchment is white fire. Chavus eish chayin it's a grave with black fire. He eish the Torah's fire. Umuvulelus meishin it's mixed up with fire. Chatsuba meishin yun with fire. The sunam meishin is gim from fire. Mimi no eish das lomo from his right hand came the fire of the religion to us. So there's so many drushes to be made, but they're too fiery for right now. Says the Mishnah further. What? No, I'll go get myself in a second. Maybe I need that's an excuse to walk up and down the halls and wake up.
Getting back to Moshe Muhammad, so he goes on to the nation. Lemor, me Yeshua bought a bais chadash lochadacho. Somebody who built a new house and did not dedicate it. Right? Yeah, Yeshua bussed the Lord and go. Somebody built a new house, or somebody who built a new warehouse for his grain, for his hay. Base a bunker, a new stable. Base eitzim, a new wooden store pile. Base also storage hut, I should say. Base also a new general warehouse. Echad aboyne have that's mean if he's built. Well, okay, echad he bought. Well, the usher inherited. It was given to his gift. It's all the same. Asher bara b'ayis built a house in the yellow Asher bara. I don't know if he built it. Likach liirash. I don't know if he blocked. I don't know if he bought it. Yorash he never did it. Don't he tell about us? Give it to us. Give me that. How do we know that in this case he can go back home? Tam Belomer says Aish. Right? It says Aish. Me Aish who one built a house. Scripture said me bara b'ayis. Why does it say Aish? So it's going to tell us that. No matter how it came into your possession, that's sufficient. Okay, it's a little bit schwach, but that's what we want to say here. What? No matter how it came to you, right? Ish bais, that's sufficient. Minayin abona beis tevin beis abokar. How do somebody built a straw house for storing straw? Hey, beis abokar, a cow, a barn. Base Aitim, a wood shack. Base also a wine cellar. Now I know that he goes back home. Tamulavim says Asher bought him b'chom b'chom. No matter what he built, no matter who built, no matter what he built. Yolav and Beis Shaz is true. He built an entranceway to a courtyard. Balsadra, a open air porch in front of the house, where passes a porch going to upper rooms of the house. When do you get up to a year to renege on the deal, which is a halacha by base Moshav Arechoma, right? The house which is born in World City. Where do you get a deal? Where a house which is normal for living. Yotzuei is supposed to do these she'enam bezir, which are not suitable for living. Okay? Yotzuei shein bo arav amos on amos, and also a house which doesn't have 4x4 amos. Then we learn, bai shein bo arav amos, a house which has no 4 amos, arav amos, no 4x4 amos. But the Minamaika is exempt from a maka, doesn't have to have a parapet around the roof. You know what the fancy word parapet means?
No. What's your question?
Parapet!
What is it?
Yeah.
It's a guardrail.
Right, you don't need a fence around your roof. A parapet. Well, in Babasa, the
word parapet is not.
Yeah, we're parapet.
No,
right. Okay.
Or it could be just somewhere that's two paths.
As a clear. What?
Two paths.
Two paths. Yeah. A quasi pet. Parapet. Okay.
Paradox.
Okay. So this is not, it doesn't have the parameters of a base of a house, so therefore it's not kind of a market. It's part of a market, mina mezuzah from mezuzah, mina erev, and it cannot, does not have to give, participate in make the municipal erev. And the Toiv Elomaisa said, its grain does not, constitute a problem of Meiser because they never intended to acquire it. Vein, I'm not sure I translated it properly. Maybe I did not. wrong. Vegetomyces means normally you bring grain to the house, you can't eat it anymore, you can't snack it. Because it's kavula mysis, you have to take off mysis before you eat it further. But not if it enters the house, which is less than 4x4 amos. It's not considered to be entering the house. If you continue to snack on it, right? If you have less than 4 amos, you don't give 4 amos as a loading dock, leaving a pisco in front of its house in the courtyard. And you can't, if you have a shack like this within 72/3 amos of the city, you can't say, well, the city extends that direction, and we start counting Erev Tchumin from that direction, which may be true if it's a legitimate city, but not over here, right? It can't become a chibur. Which I said, so to then for the, even if it's 72/3 amos away, that doesn't work. Well, it works with a regular house. You know, if you have Erev Tchumin, means you go 2,000 amos from the last outpost on your way. So if you have one within 72/3 amos, even if it's very small, as long as it's less than 4 amos, you can continue, start your 2,000 amos meter from later on. Okay? Somebody takes an oath not to write benefit from a house. Mutzo le shiboy is locked in thin in this thing because it's not a house, right? It's 4 ounce amos. Veino tzayme b'yoyvo, it's not considered to be, to follow the parameters of yoyvo. It's what means it doesn't go back, but it's not, doesn't, just doesn't follow the parameters of yoyvo. Veino tzayme goyim, and, I think it just babbled.
Veino tzayme b'yoyvo means it doesn't have the status.
Underline the emotion on this.
It doesn't have anything to do with yoyvo. It has to do with the fact that you get an extra year after the date of sale in order to renege on the deal in the house in the city. So you don't have that deal when it comes over here to a case of a house which has been for Amazon, it's a really valid house, right? So it doesn't get a playroom or anything with that.
Doesn't get a playground, but get the four amos in front of the house. You know, you said before, 4 amos. Each house gets its own yard, I meant to say. It doesn't get its own yard, 4 amos, and that's why it doesn't get yoivo. Veinatai goyim, samatai mi goyim, veinabai chosim mechome, and getting back to why we brought it down here. Its owners don't go back home if they built a little house like this, a little hut like this. They don't go back home from the front, right? Now, matam lomar sher bonar. Why is say he built? Prat l'shenofo beso ubno. It excludes the case where it fell down and he rebuilt it. And Rabbi Yosef to derive, and this is also in the Bavli. This Meretz tells us hamachzir es grushos lo yachozer. If you take back your grush, it's the same thing like rebuilding your destroyed house. You don't go back from war for that. Okay. Now comes a new point, which is not in the Bible. What if you build a house in Chutz La'aretz? You go back from work because you didn't do Chanukas HaBayis. One which you did not consecrate, and you're supposed to consecrate. As a mitzvah l'chancho, it's only about one which is a mitzvah to consecrate it. Yotzes eshe mitzvah l'chancho. There's no mitzvah to make a Chanukas HaBayis in Chutz La'aretz. So it's interesting, Bavli doesn't bring this down. Bavli brings down a case, so it says, if you stole a house, you don't go back home from the war front for it. But it doesn't bring down this case of Eretz, you know, Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz distinction. I'm not sure why. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's why, but it could be. All right. Anyway.
There's always more Zionism in the Yisrael.
Yeah, of course. But in any event, I'm not sure if that's the reason, but could be. Now, anyway, the next line is very important for here. The Shaila is David Carliner, as long as the question of Hilchos Mezuzah based on this. What if you built a house but not to live in for tenants to make money? So if your tenant already paid you for it, commission chanacho. Bottom line, consider it to be consecrated. And you go back home. Nasad lo, Dr. Zell's writing a new book on the basic terms which are required to learn Shas. What if he's only paying you at the end of the year?
Until he pays you, the rental, it's as if you, the landlord who built the house, haven't taken possession. Your taking possession is contingent on your receiving the rent. Okay? No, hello. What if you locked it? lock the door. Is that sufficient to be considered to be a house which you go back to on war? So Eshadarkulibotim. If you had objects in it, Eshadarkulibato, have its type of objects where he takes off time to watch them. If he consecrated the fact that he stores in there. If not, they're not things which preoccupy his time or his inclination. Rob Kamisha as if it's not consecrated. Okay? In other words, it's as if it's not, it's as if the, it's not a full house. In other words, if you store in your house a face tiddlywinks, and you're not going to go and look for your tiddlywinks ever, that's what you require special shmir, so then it's not going to be a chanukah abayis that you can go stay home for more for 12 months because of that. Okay? That's be something significant that you were left there in the house. Mi aisha shenata kev lochilo, some of you put it in your heart and didn't redeem it. Thank you. It's true of some of you plants a vineyard. Any of the five types of fruit trees. I feel meaning even there's five separate types. It's true about planting. Maverick is running a shooter out of the tree, down at the ground like a knee, and regrowing further down the line. And Vechramak, even if you graft. And if you buy, his gift, you can sail from war. Ashenoto planted in the Ashenoto, I only know if you planted. Look how what if you bought your Ashen heritage, you know, Matara, it's confused, give me not. I mean, let's include as well, this he said in the last Mishnah, the last Gemara, Tamaloma, it says the explanation teaches you all this. Miyosh, it says Miyosh, you didn't have to just said me. It doesn't say me, it says Miyosh. But let's be learned out that any of these circumstances which you acquire in the vineyard. It's five different types. We plant only four fruit trees. And five are not fruit bearing trees. Your clothes go back home. Time alone, my kerem. No, it's got to be a kerem. My kerem, you could choose a fire, chamesh kvani. A vineyard, by definition, well, trust is five vineyard, five vines. That's a shame. Yatz or zesh, ain't a shock, chamesh kvani. As opposed to one which does not have five vines. Right. So then you can't go back home. Okay. Now, the next one has nothing absolutely to do with what we've been talking until now. Never stopped in Shammai before. No reason to stop it now. Now, what about grape juice? Now, to be honest with you, I do not know exactly how the grape juice process works. I understand that Mr. Welch was the one who patented the grape juice process in the 1800s, right? So before that, they really didn't have the concept of grape juice which we have today. All grape juice would eventually become wine because what we do is we heat it up and that kills the fermentation bacteria, but or enzymes, whatever they are. But now, you know, we don't have this concept of the if you heat up grape juice, it kills the enzymes which make it go ferment. Zev grapes, they didn't heat up. They weren't concerned with hygiene. They weren't concerned with keeping the alcohol level down. So therefore, their grape juice would eventually become wine. What?
They didn't have to dry.
Right. The grapes would eventually become wine, but it wasn't fully wine yet. That's called yain poses, or yain mikito. Okay, so that's what we're going to discuss now. Okay, is that clear what we're discussing? Yain mikito. By the way, they say Louis Ginsburg has a very long tshuva written during the Prohibition. Now you can use grape juice for all mitzvahs. And the truth is, it's hard to corroborate because, again, the modern grape juice is made by killing the enzymes, and here the enzymes just haven't worked their stuff yet. But it does have a tshuva like that. Okay, says the Gemara, Yai Migito, the wine freshly out of the not the vat,
the press.
Thank you. Press, well, from underfoot. Shayan kaisis, wine which is kaisis. Kaisis means it's bubbly. Marmila, you can use it for an Eruv. No, it's considered to be food. You can use it to make Eruv. Pshtaibel, your sheet was Mavos, the same thing as an Eruv. Umevachil, you can make a bracha and barpia govin. Uzalav, you can make zeman on it. Umekachibos, a cow, you can use it to marry a woman. Umnachibosavo, or control a dead person. Pnigar Chanus can be sold in a bar, Lashem Yain. Because in a bar, people don't care what kind of wine they're drinking. It's the honest engine truth here. If somebody sells his friend generic wine, because it doesn't cook capers, because it's not good enough to give your friend. It's good enough to hoodwink the public, but not to give it to your friend. Right? Not nice. So that would be a kind of like a mecha toast. Okay? Right. Cow, well, right. Well, you don't have to give it to her as a gift. It's not a gift to her. Okay? So in any event, there's a change of gears, and the Carbonator says that it's the same thing that Yainstam, you can't give me Yain Koseis, but alright, we'll just look like it says here that you can't give it to your friend, you can't give it for ritual, ritual purposes like marriage and kiddush, right? Keep saying marriage, kiddush and stuff like that. Anyway, but if you drank this wine also, which seems to indicate that it's not 100% like grape juice, also away now at the pastor, because you're drunk. Well, I know it's better than that. Now, matinek is also a function of psak. Obviously, the shen, the basic mitzvah, after you drank this, you'd be chayef. So what's the whole restriction of yain kosis? The restriction is that he can't pour other wine on the mizbeach for libations. It's not proper to say. Not age properly, talu properly, it's no good. Says my further. Vahain, Ben Mara, and Saramar, it's Rechai. We don't know if you steal, Ben Saramar is supposed to steal, right, or money to buy the Bosser and Yain. What if he's a loser and steals grape juice? Is he a Ben Saramar or not? We don't know, says the Gemara. Okay? What about you plan the Kam Chutzai to go back down with Loimar, the Lochilot, God, won't you subject to redemption? Eshem Yitzchak, won't you subject to redemption in the fourth year? Because first for a year, 3 years, it's all the fourth year, it's Kodesh, you have to redeem and take the Madush line, say it to my Sushani, right? Eshem Yitzchak, Yot, Zeshem Yitzchak, Tanre, Blizman Yaakov, Omer, Ein Mashba, Ela Karen. It says Karen. With the kavasa, and therefore simply a mashal nata. It says plantation. So therefore, Tani, you learned the brisa below kilulo. It's got to be something which you not redeemed. Prat lemabrichu market, as opposed to somewhere where you ran a shoot into the ground or grafted. So Amrabi Yochanan said to Elazar ben Yaakov. That's only going to grab Elazar ben Yaakov. But Tabulazim and Yaakov basically links the concept of Orla to the concept of Meitzer Sheni here, right? He's saying that let's invite them, let's come back to this. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees, Shirk and Peres Avera. When you grafted forbidden fruit. Let me go back. Not graft and not runners. It's got to be dafka planted. Karam is like natia. Natia means planting the ground. Can't be a graft, it can't be a runner. Like you bend the back and grow it up again. And Taiv lochilo pralamakim maviyamakim. In this price of system, it says lochilo, it's got to be someone just trying to redemption, not grafting or running shoots. On my other said, the husband Yaakovi. Rez Ben Yaakov links, going back to war, it's being able to perform mitzvahs. Arachizah Divya Koli, no, it's not true. It's going to everybody. Now, Shirki Peres Haver, let's talk about where the fruit came out of sin. Maakir, what are you talking about? Ik Shirki Ilan Machol, when you craft it. Which are problematic thing. Maakir, what are you talking about? Ik Shirki Ilan Machol, Gabi Ilan Machol, if you put a fruit tree and a fruit tree. Mimashenomino, but one's plums and one's peaches. So besides getting nectarines, it's an aveira. Also, and here the Shai Tertzel, Gin and Fry, throw in. They bring in the next line. And even putting a fruit tree on a barren tree, that's also Paris Aveira. That's an Aveira. So how are you going to, you're going to go back home because you committed an Aveira and you want to enjoy the geschmack of your Aveira? Or are you going to go home from war in order to enjoy the geschmack of your Aveira? So therefore, it can't be stama graft, because stama graft is forbidden. Both the Imacho and the Imacho, and Ilamacho on Elon's rock as well, right? On a barren tree. So, again, let's read to Marker with them. Ishaki Vilan Gali Ilamacho, Vim Shayno Mino, or Vim Shirki Ilamacho Gabi Elon, sorry, put one, barren tree and barren, a fruit tree on a barren tree. So then Paris Aveira, it's Aveira. So now, v'im b'shirkiv ilon machal gabe ilon machal, instead of swap, they change that and put in machal, machal b'mino. If it's talking about a case where you ran a graft from a fruit bearing tree, the same type, no teki v'tchila ken. So now, it's an interesting discussion here. In the Peshat HaRisel throws in the word low. Lo no teki v'tchila ken.
Talking about
hirkid,
it's almost like, by definition,
has to be a straw, different strains or stronger strains. That's what the Shai Tarsel throws in the word no, which is critical here. Although, not, it seems a million of Ryan Marcus, but he says, we should give Elon Gabi, Elon Machau, take out the word Srak, third line from the bottom, mi no, then lo kinote abit kulein, it's not like it's planned to begin with. And therefore, you don't go back for war from it. Why did you go back for more? It's not considered to be like a new tree. Lamaisa, the kilaim issue, I mean the orla issue, doesn't come back. You took lemon tree and put it on another lemon tree. Even the graft was less than 3 years old and the trunk was over 3 years old, it retains its status over 3 years old. There's no orla issue anymore. So in that case, what would be the parameter which would give you the right to go home. It's not new. Am I explaining myself again through?
Yeah.
It's not new. You grafted one on another. El Kenakim, so says Yushami, you know what, but this is about it. You put a black fig on a white fig, or the other way around. Now, Lamaisa, in that case, it's not going to grow any better. You're not going to gain anything. It's not going to overcome. There's no orla problem either. It's not going to be a new tree. No orla problem. But nevertheless, it's a different tree, and therefore I might say you should go back home. That's why the bus says tell me, or the we had chazafta we had. Don't go back home in that case. Problem markiv. Okay. So in other words, I thought at first the orla alochas and the alochas here of going back home are linked. They're not. There can be a case where you're not chayiv in orla because you grafted an older tree onto a younger tree or vice versa. But nevertheless, there's a chiddush to be said, and despite that, I might think, well, it's a new davar. Maybe you should go over that. That's why that's not an aveira because you do plums and peaches, but you did one fig on another fig. Nevertheless, you can't go back home. Okay. Amosai v'chal. Red. You know. Yitzchak, I daven marbury. So you want to daven quickly? Then we'll go. Amosai hu machal. Let me just finish the Mishnah. Amosai machal. When do you redeem fruit? It should be like obachamishes. So it's the 40th and the 50th. Now, it's an interesting thing. Obviously, you're machal your fruit in the 50th, right? In the 40th. That's what it says. You have 1, 2, 3 years of oral, and 4th year is netter vaykaravai. So what it means to say though is, when is it considered to be the Chanukah that you should go back home? It's in the 4th year when you have to redeem the fruit and bring the money up to Yerushalayim, or the 50th when you're home free. Free of mitzvahs, right? So it says the Gemara, the Stavra of Chavishas makes us say the 50th, that's when you go back home. You got to pay a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's not such a big simcha. No! Rabbi Gesar, every love me, Stavra, it'll be Avis. No. It's in the 4th year. So see what it says in Rashon Arvis, he had Kopiryo Kodesh Hashem. It says in the 4th year, the fruit is holy. Kodesh Hilulim, Kodesh, to give praise to God. And we learned elsewhere in Shas, Al Tikrei Hilulim El Chilulim. When you redeem the fruit, that's an act of simcha. So, Spas Emes, it's quoted in the Likutei Pshatim this week, right? Certain, under a certain pseudonym, somebody writing on a pseudonym, not sure exactly what it is, but I have some idea. So, the Spas Emes on Shas says that, Mishnichnas Adam Marmin the Simcha is from the time of Parsha Shkolim, not from Rosh Chodesh. Because Am Yisrael is happy when it has to give. So here too, even though you have to pay for the right to eat on the fourth year, but it's besimcha because you actually are being able to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So actually then go back home, not just in the 50th year, but also in the 40th year. We'll stop here for today.
This month is yeah. A tree. You don't know if it's a
30
or
4th year. So, Safik, Arlen, Chutzot is Mutzah, but Neretz Yisrael is also.
But it's not as they're considered a Safik, because I can go up to the tree, take a branch, slap it on
you can have somebody give it to you, but you can't take it yourself. There are a lot of loopholes in Chutzot.
No, but Chris, then why should this...